So, it is 2015, and it is December 2015. And more importantly, we limp towards the 18th of December 2015. And although it's difficult to believe, the 18th of December is perhaps more important than the 19th of December. And that's probably less important than the 20th of December. Because the 19th of December is my birthday, and the 18th of December is when Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, opens in the United Kingdom. And the 20th of December is when I'm going to see it in the cinema. Now, as every Star Wars fan who inhabits this rock will attest to, the last dose of Star Wars we had, the prequels, were poorly acted, poorly directed, poorly realised, shabby pieces of nonsense, apart from a handful of scenes and characters. They had nothing of the magic and the scope and the imagination of the originals. But it does seem that, judging by all the trailers and all the leaks and all the press, that J.J. Abrams, the guy who rebooted Star Trek and did it very well, may have managed to successfully understand and realise the Star Wars universe. Certainly the trailers I've seen are all amazing and harken back to a nostalgic edge, which I think is a good thing. But will it and can it ever deliver? Well, no, of course not. Purely because you can't emulate the same magic as you had when you were a kid and you watched Star Wars for the first time. That was a long time ago in a galaxy very close to home. And no matter how good the film is, the inner child can be awakened, but not completely. But the trailers are amazing, the characters seem interesting, the plot seems interesting. The only concern I have is that it might just be a rehash of the original Star Wars, the original plot. There's a Death Star type thing called Starkiller, which was Luke's original name. And there are Jedi, and there are bad guys. So it does seem to me, if I'm being negative, that it's a reboot, but with more female characters. That said, Kathleen Kennedy and Abrams are making all the right noises, as is Harrison Ford and Daisy Ridley and John Boyega and all the other members of the cast. So, it opens tonight in the US. That's its world premiere. And then opens here on the 18th, and I'm seeing it on the 20th. And I'm quietly optimistic. I've always been a big Star Wars fan. I've still got my original figures in a box. I'm a big fan. I was very disappointed by the prequels, like most people of my generation. But I'm quietly optimistic that this is going to do a good job. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if The Force Awakens does awaken the child in me and does awaken the Force in others. So we'll see. It's going to be exciting. So there we go. I haven't posted in a long time. I've been busy doing stuff. But I will certainly post a little review at some point, maybe even after we've seen it. So yes, the 18th of December should be interesting for those of us who have got tickets for the opening. As I say, I'm seeing it on the 20th, because 19th is my birthday, and that's another story. I'll be a certain age. Yeah, but God, I look good. Anyway, that's it for me for now. May the Force be with you.